The question was asked, someone whose parents will not say Kaddish over a grandparent who passed away, should they say Kaddish for that grandparent? So technically, Kaddish is a prayer that anyone can say. Being that there are sometimes orphans who are minors, and they cannot give their father or mother that merit of being a chazan, of leading the prayer services, which is a far greater merit on behalf of the deceased. So it was instituted to give them the rights to say Kaddish. And then it evolved to become something that only people who are in mourning say. But technically Kaddish is a prayer of sanctity, like the term implies, Kaddish from the term Kedusha. We are saying, Yitgadel v'yitkadesh amei rabba, your exalted name, may it be exalted, may it be sanctified, may we give it the honor that we can. So Kaddish is something that anyone can say, technically. But as it evolved, it became something that only mourners or people within the year of their relative's passing or people who have reached the anniversary of their relative's passing, they say the Kaddish. And as such, we say that a person whose parents are alive, he may technically say the Kaddish, which is assigned for yitomim, for orphans, but he has to assess that his parents would approve. Meaning a parent can say, I'm not comfortable with you saying that. Only when I die should you say that. And they have a veto power in that way. But if one's parents are really, they're not knowledgeable in this and they don't understand this and that to them it's not, they're not going to say the Kaddish, so then it is meritorious that one should say the Kaddish on behalf of a grandparent who passed away. When the anniversary comes, it's a good thing to do.
And you say just on the day or also on the Shabbat before?
There's a custom to say on the Shabbat before as well. If you can daven before the Amud at least one of the prayers, that's also a custom. If you can daven before the Amud the Matzei Shabbos prayer, that's also a custom, because it says in Kabbalistic works that when the anniversary of the passing comes, then a person gets judged once again. So technically the day of the passing is a day of a When a person's family had a bad thing, we consider it not a meritorious day for them. It's not a good mazel for them on that day. But we say that every year the soul is judged once again. Because let's say the soul had children and grandchildren and the soul did so many good deeds. So the good deeds keep piling up. So the soul can be elevated by all the products of all the good things that the soul did. So when the yahrzeit comes, so then it gets, when the anniversary comes, the soul gets judged once again. And we have a tradition, it says that when Shabbos comes, then all the souls go to the Garden of Eden, so to speak, to celebrate Shabbos. And then they come back out of there to wherever they're supposed to go, each one to their allotted place. And being that a person, being that the soul is going to be elevated, so the time it's elevated is Matzei Shabbos. So that's why on Matzei Shabbos, we say it's meritorious for a person who has yahrzeit that week to pray, to lead the prayer services, to give one more merit to the soul. So it is customary for a person to pray on that Shabbos, one of the prayers. Some people have that custom. It is customary, if possible, for someone to pray on Matzei Shabbos. Some people have that custom. And it is customary for a person to pray all the prayers, if possible, on the day of the passing of their relative, when the anniversary comes. Most people have that custom. Let's say a person says, I'm not fit to be a chazan. I'm not yet careful enough about doing certain mitzvot. I shouldn't represent the congregation. I know that there are things that are not right about my behavior. So a person should say the Kaddish. He doesn't have to be. Not every person is fit to be a chazan, to lead the congregation in prayer. And then you see, we instituted saying Kaddish in order to give venue for people who cannot lead the prayer. And so a person can say the Kaddish. So again, if possible to pray on the yahrzeit, to lead the prayer, great. If not, at least to say the Kaddish, that's good. If one's parents would be bothered that one is saying Kaddish while they're still alive, so then one shouldn't say those Kaddishim, one would only say the Kaddish Drurabbanon. That one could still say. Yes.
And so which Kaddish